Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor James Preuss. The New Testament reading for today is from Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 20. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God and of instruction about washings, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And this we will do, if God permits. For it is impossible in the case of those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift and have shared in the Holy Spirit and have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away, to restore them again to repentance, since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt. For land that has drunk the rain that often falls on it and produces a crop useful to those for whose sake it is cultivated receives a blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and thistles, it is worthless and near to being cursed, and its end is to be burned. Though we speak in this way, yet in your case, beloved, we feel sure of better things, things that belong to salvation. For God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints, as you still do. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, "Surely I will bless you and multiply you." And thus Abraham, having patiently waited, obtained the promise. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and in all their disputes an oath is final for confirmation. So when God desired to show how convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. This passage of Scripture is one of the most difficult passages in the Bible. However, when we let Scripture interpret Scripture, we find no difficulty. This passage may be divided into three. First, an exhortation to spiritual maturity. Second, a warning against apostasy. And third, a word of comfort. First, the apostle exhorts us to leave the beginning of Christ's word and to be carried into maturity. He does not mean that we should abandon the fundamentals of the faith, but rather that we should continue to grow in knowledge and love of the Lord. Martin Luther writes, "Faith is not a quiet and idle, but a living, restless thing that either retrogrades or advances, lives and moves. And where this does not occur, faith does not exist, but only a lifeless notion of the heart concerning God. For true living faith, which the Holy Spirit pours into the heart, cannot be inactive." Second, the apostle warns us against apostasy, that is, abandoning the faith. We must be careful how we interpret this warning. Some interpret the words, "It is impossible in the case of those who have once been enlightened," and so forth, "and then fall away, to restore them again to repentance," to mean that Christians who fall away cannot be converted again. But this is the error of novationism, a third century heresy that taught that Christians who fell away could not be readmitted into the Christian congregation. However, this heresy conflicts with much and all of Scripture. Scripture teaches that David and Peter fell away, yet were restored to the true faith. Paul's letter to the Galatians is all about restoring fallen Christians. Rather, Martin Luther explains this passage this way. The apostle is speaking about the falling of faith into unbelief, namely because of their opinion that they can be saved without Christ by their own righteousness, which is altogether impossible. It is impossible for him to be restored, who at one time began with Christ and after backsliding seeks someone else. The apostle means that there is no repentance except that which turns to Christ Jesus, and those who turn from Christ will not find repentance elsewhere. It is dangerous to despise Christ's passion and the means by which he gives us the benefits of his passion. Finally, the apostle grants us wonderful comfort in God's word. He encourages us to continue advancing in the faith, which leads to salvation, by pointing out that God has given us two unchangeable things to convince us of his purpose to save us: his promise and his oath. Both his promise and oath are his word, which cannot lie. God puts his very reputation on the line when he declares to us the salvation Christ Jesus has won for us. This is the greatest comfort anyone can have, that God promised and swore by himself to bless us through Christ Jesus, who serves as our high priest forever. Our hope in this promise and oath of God in Christ Jesus is the steadfast anchor of our soul. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, graciously behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and delivered into the hands of sinful men, to suffer death upon the cross. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.